Right, just coming up to 11:22, and he's not been in the studio for a very, very long time. We've got Councillor Will Russell, who's the chair of the Community and Health Committee Party and Conservative Ward of Brentwood West, and he's here to talk about the community grant fund days out, lighting up Brentwoods and all things to do with the community, as well as talking about Strawberry Fair and all the events we've had. Hello, Will.
Hello, Michelle.
Good now, morning. Now, I always get confused because it's Billy on Facebook.
Indeed.
William or Will. Which one is it?
In my professional life as an adult, I've always been William.
Yeah.
Of course, as a child, I was always known by friends as Billy. So, you can call me what you like. Call me Billy if you like. I don't mind.
I don't want to get too confused because I didn't know what to say when you came in. I got confused. I've not seen you for about a year. I last saw you at Tony's Fantastic 50th birthday, wasn't
Indeed,
it?
Indeed, that was a great event, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was hoping he was going to have another party this year because that was just superb.
Mm, yes, indeed. No, I thought it was a wonderful event. And, he really does put on a good bash, and he's a great DJ, isn't he?
Yeah, it was fabulous. Yeah, well, I wish it was more all the ideas I wanted for my party but couldn't afford.
Yes, indeed.
Never mind. Now, we're talking about, we're going to recap, actually, because we had the Strawberry Fair, which was really fantastic. Some fantastic stalls there. There was stuff going all day. You had the classic cars. Tell us about that, and also the Brentwood Art Trail as well, because these are two big events that we've had so far this year.
Yeah, it was mid-June. We had about 2,000 people attend the Strawberry Fair at Shenfield Common. And as you remember, it was a real drizzly day, which we expected might keep people away. But there was a good community feel. Lots of people turned out. Of course, there was an amazing singer, Michelle Ward, there.
Yeah,
she done very well. She was very, very good. We also had the classic cars. I really felt for the guys with the classic cars because, you know, they were out mopping their cars all day long, keeping the drizzle off and making them look really spectacular. But a great event, and one that we're eager to keep going for future years.
How long does it take to actually put that event together? Are you starting to plan for next year already?
Oh, indeed. Fortunately, the community services team, they're a great team, and it's a rolling event, so they learn from the years prior, so it's not much to collate it all, bring it together, and then add something fresh, which is that's the hard bit, is what new to bring to the event.
And if people are out there and you've got local shops, I mean, if you do want to get down there and have a stall, you just need to get in contact
indeed with the community services team at the Brentwood Town Hall. And they'll put them in the right direction.
Now, we had the Brentwood Art and Heritage Trail. We had Laurie Edmonds in earlier in the year. How did everything go for that?
I'd just seen her at the cafe, actually. It's good to see her. That ran for 2 weeks at the end of July. There was 40 venues, and that gave artists a platform to display their work. There's lots of artists out there, really good artists, that don't get that opportunity to display their work. So that's really good. They had over 1,000 visitors, and in addition we had Councillor Mark Reid, the Mayor, who'd done a heritage tour of the High Street. That went down well, as did local historian John Fryer. He had a history of Brentwood Station that celebrated 175th year of opening that this year. I believe some of our councillors were at the opening of that.
We are quite lucky in Brentwood. I don't actually live in Brentwood. I'd love to live in Brentwood because it's a fantastic place and a great sense of community. But there are loads of events. Where does all the money kind of come from to do these things? Is there like a pot of stuff for it to be done, or is it just off of people's own backs? I mean, how does it happen? Because there seems to be quite a lot of things happen.
Yeah, well, there are grants available that come from Essex and Essex County Council and various other places. The quick answer is from the public purse. A lot of these events that we put on that we fund ourselves, and we collect the money from the council tax, and what's the best way to use that money? Obviously, frontline services we need to protect, and we need to pay for those. But we also need to create a community cohesion. So that's where the important spending of money goes for that.
Yeah, I have to say a big shout out again to the Brentwood Street Pastors, because they do such a fantastic job for no money.
Indeed.
Which is amazing. And I do mention them a lot, the Billericay lot and Brentwood, because they do a great job.
Absolutely. There are lots of groups out there and organisations that do a lot for Brentwood. It helps create that community cohesion, and makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah. Now, well, I'm looking online. If you go to brentwood.gov.uk, if you were looking for funding, the Brentwood Council Community Fund is now open for applications. There's a share of £40,300 available, and you can get grants of up to £3,500. So tell everybody, it's got to be in by Monday the 6th of April. Tell everybody who can apply to get their hands on some of the cash.
Well, it's open to individuals, groups and organisations to bid for that money. And it's for projects that tackle issues that are important to them and improve the quality of life of others. So we really want to support those groups that want to go out there and do something. You know, you mentioned the street pastors. It could be something like that. It could be a sports group or a church group that want to deliver something for the community, but they don't have the funding to realise that project. So you know, this money is there for them to again, you know, make Brentwood a better place. I'll give you some examples. In the past, with the fund has gone to mental health support groups, emergency medical equipment for volunteers. We've helped fund a war memorial in Doddinghurst, and cricket coaching for youngsters. I mean, that's just, you know, it's just a few things that we've funded through the community grant. So it's, you know, the deadline is the 6th of September. So I would encourage all those that have got the application on their desk to, you know, send it in, and those that haven't yet or don't know about it, then, you know, you go to Brentwood website and you can download all the information there, the criteria and what's needed.
Do you know how many people have actually applied yet, or is that not something you can say? So it's
that's something I want to keep close to my chest for now, because once the officers have scored this, they'll score each individual application, and then we'll get a mean number, and then that will go to my committee on the 14th of September.
Yep.
And we'll take it from there.
So you could have like 100 different organisations, and you've got to whittle it down to so are they asking, do you have to ask for a certain amount of money, or is it up to 3,500?
It's up to 3,500.
Right, okay, so you can ask for 3,000, yeah. Or you might only need 500, so
indeed.
You can put in for that.
Indeed, absolutely, yeah.
Is there any chance of me getting my highlights done with that, if 3,500? Is that not included?
That's something that I can talk to you off
it would be for the benefit of Brentwood, I feel.
And maybe I can sort something out for you there.
It's like a bag on my head. I felt so embarrassed when I knew you were coming in today, because, as you know, Will is the owner of Vega Hair, which is a fantastic hairdresser here in Brentwood, and I was like, oh, I've forgot my hairbrush and everything else. You must get that when you meet people, because that's your job as well, isn't it?
Yes,
this is the,
yes, indeed.
How long have you been a hairdresser for?
Oh, 25 years.
25 about, yeah. years. And have you always been based in Brentwood?
Indeed, yeah. Brentwood. I was in Chelmsford for a little while, but yeah, mainly in Brentwood.
And you got the... I would say hello to my friend. I've got a wave, and I've forgotten his name. Isn't that rude?
Ben is Jamie
Ben,
Williams.
Ben, yeah. How could I forget? I forget Ben. I'm really sorry. Ben would be like, oh, dear. But sorry about that, Ben. Now, we've got, obviously, Brentwood Community Fund. If you do have a look at the website, it's brentwood.gov.uk. You can find out how you can possibly get your hands on up to £3,500 for good causes and projects. Mm-hmm. It needs to be filled in by Monday the 6th of April. All the forms are online. We've got, I know it's only August, but it comes around so quick at the end of November. We've got Brentwood lighting up. So tell us about what's going to be going on.
Yeah, so, well everyone knows and loves... the Brentwood lighting up, and that's on the 28th of November, Saturday 28th November this year. All the usual stuff again. The community services team will be working to make that bigger and better. You know, that's just a fantastic event. Everyone loves it. You know, there was a time a couple of years back when we had heavy snow. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh,
I loved it myself, but it caused some issues with power and everything else. So we're looking forward to that. And the other event is the Shenfield Christmas Fair, which is on the Sunday the 29th.
Yeah.
Now that you know that. That is also worth a plug, because, you know, again, a real nice community feel about that. And so it'd be, you know, be great to see some people down there supporting that.
How many stages have we got at Brentwood this year? Is it you've got the one main stage or two?
I have no idea. We sit down, I think it's on the 2nd of September, our working group gets together and we'll start to work on that, on how many stages, you know, and lessons learned from last year and all that sort of, bring it all together and, you know, hopefully have a wonderful event.
And also get in contact with Father Christmas, because he does turn up.
He does, indeed.
He was in the Sugar Hut last year, I think.
Oh, dear.
I think he was parked in there.
He was parked in there. He didn't have rollers in
it. No, I don't mean that. No, that sounds dreadful. False eyelashes on. What's going on there? Funny drawn-in eyebrows. No, he wasn't. He was fine. But I know that I've gotten the guys... it's the... Oh, They do all the fundraising, and I've forgotten who they are.
The Rotary Club.
The Rotary Club of Brentwood. They always manage to secure Father Christmas.
They do. They have a great what do they call that little hut?
Grotto, yes.
The sugar grotto.
With the stalls for the, if people want to get involved in Brentwood lighting up, is there a charge? Is it different per, or is it a fixed fee for the stalls? Do you know if you've got any sort of things on that at the moment?
No, I think it's a fixed fee for a certain size. So, yeah. You know, if it's under a certain size, it's X amount. If it's over that, then it's going to be more.
And how many people, it is worth actually, if you are a little business in Brentwood, or you know the little local business, because I think there was thousands and thousands of people there, wasn't it, throughout, and it goes from what at 10 o'clock in the morning through to about five or six.
Five or six in the evening. Yeah, I think there's about 30,000 to 50,000 people go through that day. Yep. So that's a lot of people, and it's a great time to market your businesses as well.
Yeah, definitely.
The one thing I would like to also mention is our Senior Safety Day, which is at Doddenhurst Road Community Church. That's on Thursday, the 29th of October, between 10 and 3. And it's a presentation on internet and phone fraud, rogue traders, fire safety and support services. And it's free to attend, as you'd expect from Brentwood Council. It's a free lunch and you get a goodie bag. And all those interested in going to that, contact Daniel Cannon on Brentwood 312 692.
Who is that? Is that aimed at more older people, or is
Yeah, absolutely. That's our senior citizens of Brentwood, if you like. So it's some safety information, and we held a workshop in the High Street just a few weeks ago, letting people know about loan sharks and how much.
Yep.
I mean, there was one company that I believe they charged 116,000% on the repayments. It's incredible. So just alerting people to those sort of things.
And also don't be frightened. It's always best to know these things. There are some very unscrupulous people. You wouldn't think people would pick on people that are old, elderly or disabled. But they are just, there's some just horrible people out there in this world. And if it was down to me, and if I was in charge of the country, which I'm not, I would lock them up on an island somewhere. You were just looking at me going, thank God she's not involved in politics. I'd probably last in politics, what do you reckon, about a week before I was like...
I don't know, there might be some room for you.
Do you think so? Yeah. Well, maybe. How's it all going? So when you go, you have to go down to Brentwood Council, is it still sort of every couple of weeks and you go in there and everyone sort of slogs everything out? Is that how it works?
I'm in there daily, really. We're in our summer recess at the moment, so it's maybe two or three times a week.
Yep.
But when we're in the full flow of things, it's not just the meetings that we hold in the chamber, but there's the meetings that we have in the background, preparing stuff for meetings. We have a meeting for a meeting for a meeting quite often.
Would you suggest that people get involved in sort of local, you enjoy it? I mean, it is a lot of work, besides you've got your own company as well to run. And, when people, I know what it's like for being a local councillor, because most people get in contact with you when they've got something to moan about.
Indeed. People ask me, do I enjoy it? I think that, it's very much a journey of endearment, really, with the occasional spark that, makes things, particularly the community stuff, that makes it all worthwhile. And if you're able to help people, then that's the reward.
What's the thing you're most proud of all the time that you've actually been sort of in Brentwood Council? What's the thing out of all the years that you think, I'm really proud of that?
Just being part of the team, really, that moves things forward. I think that's the proudest moment. On an individual basis, there's things like the Freedom Parks initiative that I launched, where we took half a dozen parks in Brentwood and had a plaque put there to remember all those that gave up their lives during the war and stuff. So that was nice to do that, and it's nice to do that with my children. But otherwise, it's just being part of a team. Moving on.
Now, if you want to give a quick plug out to Vega, where are you, and give us all the details?
Oh, I'd rather not, but
don't worry about it. We'll cut this bit off the interview.
I'd rather give a plug to my friends in the Premier Inn this morning.
Oh, my God, I nearly missed out. What was their names? Do you know why? Because he's put the tray of food behind my screen. I forgot it was there. Let me have a look. Now, lift up the foil. Lift it. Hello, Premier Inn people. How are you? I don't know why I wave. Now, you've got... They're delicate little croissants.
Yeah, these little ones here. They're like little chocolate croissant filled.
Oh, my God.
They're just lovely. They are. And croissants and flapjacks. My son loves the flapjacks.
Oh, my God. And there's little... What's those
little
things?
Little muffins.
Little muffins as well.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I was having breakfast with them this morning, and they said, and I told them that I was coming to see you, and they said, oh, take us some cakes.
I'm well known in Brentwood for my cake fetish. But honestly, literally, thank you very much, because these will not just because of me, because these people in this studio are rabid beasts normally, all the presenters, you put anything down. Like, I had a gift from somebody who did some work experience, and I thought, I'll leave the chocolates here. Just as it came in, nothing was left, not even the box. It had been eaten. It's literally just been ripped to pieces. So thank you very much to all the guys and girls at the Premier Inn.
Thank you.
Lovely. And we might see you again in maybe another month. Can I pop back in again?
Yes, I'd love to, yes.
Lovely. Right. 11:37, we'll have some Oasis with Some Might Say. I'll be back with more after this.